I picked it up, I had some thoughts of my own. How we worship social media and leave God out the plans. My morning devotions was Twitter and Instagram. At this point, I was clicking with hands. Twitter mentions and the DM caught my attention. The message was brief and full of exclamations. You effing killed it on the lamp cipher. Yeah, I know. I get a lot of that, but the curves on her AVI could give your brother a heart attack. I replied and I followed back, she typed in caps. I felt the excitement as we began to chat. She was a fan of rap, I stand for that. Deep conversations got us believing we had found a path where we could be together, dream forever. But reality was that we had to see each other, meet each other.
I've been on the run for way too long. I've been lost, nowhere to turn. Patience, please. Let's wait and see.
Our conversations gravitated to how we gon' see. She sending me news like Bon Appetit. I sent a pic of my. She let me know what's popping on site for sure. That's for anywhere we meet, and she was somewhere in the east with the fam looking for an excuse to split. Catch a flight, I was catching feelings, trying to figure out if all of this was real or some catfish, and it had something I could feel. Finally, she told her mom she had some work in Lagos. She got the okay, no way they gon' let you come out here on your own. I'm 24 and I'm grown, she said. If I could bone, then I'm definitely grown. LOL, everything was sexting and phone sex. She was just done with her period. It was safe to go raw and not worry about pregnancy. She said it like it was the best thing.
I've been on the run for way too long. I've been lost, nowhere to turn. Patience, please. Let's wait and see.
Stopped right in front of my house. I opened the door and I watched her coming out. She was everything I thought she was. No drugs, but I was buzzed. She was like DJ Cuppy with the curves. And true to her words, it was popping on sight. We hugged instead of kissing. I was rocking it right. I was like Rocky all night. Till the morning and the morning after. Till the morning of the third, when I realized she had to catch a flight. I laid back on the couch and played back memories. Expecting a call when she landed, but it never came. Tried a couple times, in vain. Switched off, she couldn't still be on the plane. 5 hours later, everything was messing with my brain. Till I fell asleep, next day was the same thing. 2 days, 3 days, I'm thinking I'm to blame. Maybe her phone got stolen, or maybe she was kidnapped, or maybe I was doing too much. I let the thing pass. A week later, I saw rashes on me. Fever, nausea, every time I try to eat. Whoa, I googled my symptoms. First thing that came up was HIV. I went crazy, picked up my phone and tried her number again.
The number you dialed is switched off. Please try again later.
Straight to her social media again. No tweets, no posts, no activity, no mutual friends. Oh God, this must really be the end. How could I have been so stupid? I knew nothing about this chick I screwed with. Inconclusive, definitely about to lose it. I called my doctor, I wasn't ready to do this. Pulled up at the hospital to face the music. Doc, I need to get tested.
I've been on the